Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The temporary restraining order that Occupy Boston protesters won against the city of Boston 2 weeks ago expires today. As both parties return to court this morning, some demonstrators worry that city leaders could be close to shutting down their camp in Dewey Square. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on the latest round of legal wrangling between the city and the Occupy movement.
You know, let's present everybody with a bright, sunny face. Let's get some of these people who are standing here in line.
Ellen Fine and half a dozen other protesters are handing out flyers to people waiting to buy lunch at food trucks across from South Station.
Hi, guys. We're from Occupy Boston. We're just asking you all to call in the mayor's office today to help us not get evicted from Dewey Square.
Back in the encampment, people are starting to come up with contingency plans.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's prepared. I've pretty much accepted it. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Protester Elizabeth Holmes.
But medical's ready, safety's ready, animal safety's ready.
Did you say animal safety?
Yeah, there's an animal safety working group.
It shouldn't be hard to keep them safe. There are only two dogs on site. Organizers are urging people to find a place to go and a place to store their stuff.
It would be really hard for me to let the space go.
Anna Eisman is a comparative literature grad student at Harvard. She's camped in Dewey Square more than a month.
On the other hand, it's very, very hard to keep up with it, especially when we feel like the city makes it very difficult for us to make this place better. If we can't bring in winterized tents, we can't prepare for the winter. We also can't take precautionary measures. It would be ideal if we could winterize and at the same time, narrow down who is part of Occupy Boston and who is here taking advantage of the cops staying away from the campsite.
Lawyers went to court to prevent what's happening in other cities, where police have evicted protesters during the middle of the night, most recently in Los Angeles and Philadelphia. The Occupy Boston side argue that camping out and forming an alternative society in front of the Federal Reserve Building is part of the protesters' message and therefore protected as free speech. But the city says in court documents that the tents are a fire hazard and the living conditions could lead to the spread of communicable diseases and other health problems. And Mayor Thomas Menino says there also have been dangerous incidents at the camp.
Well, there was a drug issue one time and there was somebody trying to scuffle, but that's where the issues were. And, this could happen anywhere. But I just want to make sure that I have the tools to maintain public safety regulations within that open space.
Supporters of Occupy Boston say it's unfortunate the city is focusing on public safety. Carol Rose, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, helped coordinate free legal representation for the protesters. She says the city had never mentioned public health and safety threats before now.
The court's current order that's in place right now permits the city to go in if there actually are imminent threats to public health, fire or violence or public safety issues. And in fact, the police have been invited in by Occupy residents when there are instances of public safety at issue.
Another legal challenge might have to do with authority. The judge worried that the so-called leaderless group was so amorphous, she wouldn't have anyone to hold responsible in a court order. So she asked the attorney for Occupy Boston to ask protesters at a meeting whether they would honor any court order she gives. Protesters wouldn't vote on this, so instead, the attorney got signed affidavits from 60 protesters saying that as individuals, they would honor such a court order.
I don't think we should be asking the system that we're fighting whether we can fight it or not.
Boston University student Allie Jackson wouldn't sign it.
But I respect the idea that everybody can approach things different ways, and that's sort of the power of this movement is that everyone's actions are respected. But personally, I'm not going to say that I will agree with the court when I clearly don't agree with the court. Otherwise, I wouldn't be living in a tent in the cold if I agreed with this system.
Occupiers in other cities have had to find new ways of protesting without tents. Depending on what the judge decides, Boston's occupiers may have to do that too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino says he has no immediate plans to remove the protesters from Dewey Square.